My name is Trixie, and I love my job as a babysitter, but not for the reasons you would think. And I'm very popular as a babysitter. Parents love me, and I don't understand why really, but the only reason I can think is because their boys are obsessed with me. And probably beg their parents for me to babysit them. I mean, I am like really hot and I know it. The typical, barely legal aged brat. I can't help it that boys just fall in love with me and can't resist me. And honestly, I love being irresistible to the boys I babysit. They're just so dumb and easy to manipulate, which makes it super fun for me. And I've perfected the craft, really. Like, I make them believe that they can earn my attention and love and lead them on. But when they get too boring for me, I move on. I stop teasing them. I stop playing games with them. Sometimes I even tell their parents I can't babysit for them anymore. Boys, they're like disposable for me. Fun toys to play with until I'm over it. I try to tell them that there's like a whole lineup of boys for me to move on to that are way more interesting than them. But it like doesn't stop them from begging for my attention and becoming literally obsessed. It's really so pathetic how desperate they can be. It's like I open up their dumb little worlds to sexy, dangerous things, and they are trapped forever in my web of deceit. Because most of the boys that fall in love with me are so ridiculously innocent when I first meet them. And, you know, that's what got me interested at first. I'm so used to boys my age being complete hornballs and assholes. And that's hot and all. But I don't know. Whenever I realize that my babysitting boys are the complete opposite, innocent and so shy, they were like a game to me, a blank canvas that I could paint with whatever I wanted. I started noticing how shy and awkward they were at first whenever I would show up in the outfits I would wear. Honestly, I've always dressed kind of slutty because I like getting the attention of boys my age. And I guess I figured, like at first, I think I thought I would get the attention of the dads. But, you know, I learned early that my body can get me things and attention, like boyfriends, boys I had crushes on, free food, free anything, really. I mean, I fucked my way through most of the cute high school boys and also some of the male teachers, but that's for another story. But I don't know, boys my age, like they became boring for me. Like after I would have sex with them, I'm just kind of over it. And they're honestly too easy to catch. Like, all you gotta do is flash some cleavage and they're wrapped around my finger. But the boys I babysat, they were different. Dumb and malleable. And so, so, so innocent. It's not like I think they're hot or whatever. Ew, no. They just spark something in me that was different than boys my age and men that are older than me. Like, I absolutely love showing up for the first time babysitting in a low-cut top, short skirt, high heels are my favorite high heel boots. Those boys just can't help but stare. It's adorable. They try not to stare, but they fail every time. Especially when I open my legs on purpose while trying to sit down or something and give them a peek of my panties. So I started asking questions at first. Like, one of the boys I babysat, I'll never forget. So, have you ever watched porn on your iPad, cutie? No. Oh my gosh, what a loser. I bet all the boys in your class are already watching. You haven't been curious? I mean, porn is free, like literally free all over the internet. All right, pull up your iPad, sweetie. Ugh, just give it to me, you dweeb. Oh my God, all parents say they watch your internet usage, but they don't. Stop being a wimp, jeez. All right, here, look at this. Your first porn video. Aww. Your face is hilarious. Oh my God, are you shocked? Have you ever seen a naked woman before getting gangbangs? You know, you should watch this like all the time. Yeah, I think it's hot when boys watch porn. Yeah, I promise all the boys my age are addicted. And I think it's so hot. You should stay up really late at night and watch it. Your parents will never know. Uh-huh. You know what else I think would be really hot? If you showed porn to all your friends. Yeah. They'll think you're so cool that you know where to find it. Mm-hmm. We can watch it all night while I babysit you. Yeah, your friends will think that's amazing too. You watching porn with an older girl? Oh my God. Oh my God, I see your little boner poking through your pants. Oh my God, how embarrassing for you. So have you ever like touched your penis? Like in a sexual way? Oh my God, you are literally so hilarious, cutie. You can tell Trixie. Yeah, come on, little boy. Tell me, have you ever beat your little meat? No. Oh my God, I'm going to teach you. Take it out. Yeah, take out your little penis. Oh my God, you're just turning so red. Just take it out. Don't be a dweeb. Ugh, fine. I'll tell you what. You take out your little dick, and I promise I'll touch it, and you can tell all your friends an older girl touched your boner. Oh my God, you totally fell for it. Mm-mm, leave it out, cutie. Don't worry, that'll get bigger one day, I promise. So, how you masturbate. So you put your hand around it, and you squeeze, and you go like this, up and down. Come on, don't be shy. Just do it, sweetie. You'll love the feeling, I promise. Oh my God, you're really doing it. Yeah, keep doing that. Oh my God. You're like really getting into it now. Wow. You really like porn, you horny boy. Yeah. You should do this every day. You're like really good at it. Mm-hmm. Do it whenever and wherever you can. Like and the bathroom and your bedroom and the bathroom at school and the back of the car when your parents are driving. I promise girls love boys who masturbate a lot. I did tell you I would touch it. You want Trixie to touch your little boner, sweetie? Okay, 1 second. Just let me take off my heels here. You just stay right there. I'm going to give you a foot job. Don't worry. Lots of guys like this. Just going to put that little thing between my soles like this. Oh, there we go. Oh, you like that, baby? Nice soft feet fucking your boner. It's so stiff. Let me fuck that stiff thing faster. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just like, oh, my God. You just came all over my toes and feet. Ew. Oh, my God. You came so fast from my feet. Wow. This is literally so hilarious. Your face. Oh, my God. You're so embarrassed. You should be, baby. But it's okay. I know you have a crush on me. It's totally fine. Go get me a towel. Wait. Actually, go grab your mom's face towel in her bathroom. You're going to wipe your nasty cum off my feet and put it back on the towel rack for mommy to wipe her hands and face with it later. Oh, my God. That boy was so easy to manipulate. Oh, my God. He got so addicted to porn, like crazy. But it's because of me. And I love that. I never did anything with him except foot jobs, and every single time, his pathetic little cock would explode all over my feet. We also wiped his cum literally all over his house. It became like a game. All over his parents' belongings, we would put his gross cum. Ew. We even put some in things like the milk jug and the fridge. Oh, my God. It was so fun. After a while, though, I got bored with him. And if I babysat him, I would just, like, sit on my phone and not give him any attention. And oh, my God, he was so desperate for my approval. I would just ignore him. And he'd try to impress me with the porn history on his iPad or tell me about where he's came in his house. And I would just ignore him. I was so bored of him. Finally, I just got to the point where I would lay on his couch and dangle my feet off the side. And he would just jerk his little dick with my feet and suck my toes while I played on my phone. Oh, my God. What a foot freak. I kind of love the idea that he'll probably be a foot freak the rest of his life because of me. It's so hot. And there was this one boy I babysat. Oh, my God. I got him to do the most wicked and sinful things. I could tell immediately that he was so obsessed with me. And I took that as a signal that he was ready to prove it to me for my own sick pleasure, of course, and toy with his mind. Yeah, like I'm so single. Yeah, I'm so lonely. Ever since I broke up with my boyfriend. Yeah. I think I'm going to look for someone younger this time. Yeah. Older boys are such assholes. Yeah. But you're not an asshole, baby. No, and you're sweet. And actually, like, really cute. Can you massage my shoulders, sweetie? I'm so tense from the whole breakup thing. Here, let me pull these straps down so you can actually massage me the right way. Oh, glad you weren't in front of me. My boob just fell out. Oh my God. Okay, go ahead, baby. Massage Trixie's shoulders. Oh, that feels so good. Wow, you're really good at this for your age. See, I think younger boys is the way to go. Yeah, like I could totally see myself dating you. But I don't know. I don't know if you're mature enough. Oh, you think you are? Well, the boys I like to date are secret bad boys, and I think it's very sexy. You want to know what that means? Well, like, one way you could prove yourself is stealing something from your parents and either keeping it or gifting it to me. Like, does your mom have some pretty jewelry? Yeah? Or, like, if you know your parents keep money somewhere, you should totally take it. Like, your parents told me you were, like, the perfect child, so they'll never know it's you. And it would really impress me if you prove you shoplifted. I can teach you all the ways to get away from shoplifting, but oh my God, it would turn me on so much, baby. You want to turn me on, right? And if you do a good job, I'll be your girlfriend. Deal? Deal. Oh my God, that boy, he ended up in juvie because of shoplifting, which is why I don't babysit him anymore. I swear, it's just too fun and too easy to ruin these boys. They're so in love with me without me really trying. And I can get them to do anything I want. And I didn't stop there. I've done all kinds of wicked and evil things to ruin boys' lives. Of course, I didn't want to fuck boys like that. Ew. But I did fuck some of them just for the sport of it, just to collect their virginities. Like, they were like trading cards or something to collect. And oh my gosh, it was so, so fun. I don't know. There's just something so damn thrilling about stealing a boy's virginity and then treating them like garbage. Like, there was this one. Oh my gosh, he was so, so very thrilling to fuck. Come on, cherry boy. Give Trixie that sweet virgin cock. It's already stiff and hard for me. Come on, don't you want to feel inside this pussy, baby? It's so wet and tight, and I need something to fill it. Don't you want that cherry popped by an older girl? I'm just tired of watching you jerk off onto my feet. I want to feel a virgin inside of me. Lay down, cherry boy. Lay down and give me that virgin cock, or I'll tell your parents that you tried humping my leg like a horny puppy, which you did do, and I have a video of it. Yeah, I recorded you humping my leg without you knowing, fuck puppy. Now come be my real fuck puppy. I guess I'm going to have to use some force then. Get your little ass on the bed. Trixie is going to snatch that cherry. Shh. Shh. I promise I'll be gentle. Oh. Oh my gosh. I can barely feel you inside of me. Such a little tiny virgin cock. But it's Trixie's favorite virgin cock. take it, fuck puppy. Yeah. Oh, filled with your tiny little virgin cock. And your virginity is mine forever, cherry boy. You'll always remember this and want to spurt your pathetic cum to this moment. Oh, my fucking God. You came already? What a horny puppy you are for me. Oh my God, you are literally so obsessed with me. It's ridiculous. Ew. I gotta push this nasty boy cum out of me. Why don't you go to your room and don't come out until your parents come home, cherry boy? Go jerk off again or something. Oh my gosh. I literally lost count of how many virginities I collected. Tons of boys tainted and ruined by me. Like, do you not know how to have sex, dummy? Oh my gosh, how could I forget? You're a virgin. Of course you don't know. So, you just get on top of me. Put your virgin boner right inside of there, and you just pump your hips into me. And for you specifically, you're going to suck my toes the whole time. So go ahead, put my toe in your mouth and suck like you sucked on your mom's tit. Now give me that cherry to snatch. Put your virgin boner inside of me. Are you in there yet? Oh, yeah, you are. Sorry. I couldn't feel you inside of there. Yep, just pump your hips in and out, just like that. Hurry up and come, virgin boy. I'm already getting bored. Oh, my God. Is that all you got, cherry boy? Fuck me harder. Jeez, you're kind of bad at this, but whatever. I'm getting what I want, your virginity. Each and every single boy I snatched their cherries from literally became so obsessed with me afterwards, like expecting sex every time. I'd either just simply reject them or not come back to babysit. Just depending on my mood. Sometimes I'd love to see how they'd beg for more sex, and I'd get a thrill out of rejecting them, probably causing them confidence problems. Or like I said, I'd just never come back to babysit, leaving them in a horny, leaky mess for me forever. Sometimes I got bored of snatching all those cherries. I mean, don't get me wrong, I will snatch all the cherries, but there's still more that I'll do to ruin those boys. Like, it's literally so fun to get a boy so desperate to please me, he'll let me finger his little asshole anywhere. Like, there was this one boy, oh my God, he got so red and flushed and flustered whenever I fucked with him. And I think that's why I fucked with him so much in public, just to watch him try to hide the squirming and blushing. What am I doing? Oh, you don't worry about what I'm doing, little toy. But if you must know, I'm about to finger you right here in this restaurant in front of your parents and all of these people. Pull the back of your pants and underwear down just a bit in the back for me, okay? Do it, little toy. You don't want to disappoint me, do you, baby? Well, come on. Let's have some fun. That's a good toy. Now let me try to find this little hole with my finger. Ah. Oh, Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Jones. Yeah, we got here a little early to meet you guys. Don't be rude, sweetie. Tell your parents hi. Oh, yes. We've had such a great day. Thank you for inviting us to lunch during your busy work days. Oh, here's the menus. We already know what we want. How are you doing, little toy? Handling my finger deep inside of you in front of mommy and daddy. Better hope I don't make you cream your pants right here in public. That would be so embarrassing. Oh, yeah, it's Mrs. Jones. He's been such a good boy. I just love being his babysitter. Oh, that's good to hear. He loves me. Bet you love getting your cherry snatched too, didn't you? I swear, I just love toying with these little boys. It is so much fun for me. That one nervous boy, oh my goodness, he was literally so obsessed with me. I was kind of over playing with him and he started to literally beg me to finger him because he couldn't do it himself when I wasn't there. And let me tell you, I think I taught him a lesson he won't forget. Oh my God, you're literally annoying me. You're such an anal slut. You know that? No, I don't want to finger fuck your hole, so stop asking me. Ugh. No, you know what? Bend over, fuck toy. Get the fuck down on that couch and pull your shorts and underwear down. Now. You are becoming quite the naughty boy. Begging your babysitter to finger fuck you and being so desperate for my attention. You bad, bad boy. And you know what bad boys get? Spankings. Stay the fuck still, toy. Don't fucking move. You need to learn a lesson, little boy. Horny boys are naughty boys. I bet you're even turned on by this, aren't you? You're probably stiff and leaky right now from getting spankings. Still want that fuckhole stuffed? Huh? Answer me, fuck boy. Oh, you do? Okay, fuck toy. I'll stuff your horny little hole. Why don't you spit on your hand for me and get your hole wet for me? Good boy. You are going to get the heel of my fucking boot, fuck toy. No, no, no. You cannot escape this. You asked for it, and now you're getting it. So hold still and take it, slut. Naughty boys get fucked by my heel. Oh my God, you look so ridiculous. I wish you could see yourself while I push my fucking heel in your ass. Oh my God, what would your friends think of all this, huh? You getting fucked by your babysitter's heel. You're so fucked. I've ruined you. Now take my heel, you naughty boy. You probably love this too. Uh-huh, you do. You like getting fucked by anything. As long as it's from Trixie. Isn't that right, my toy? These boys, I'm telling you, they'll do anything for me. And I get them so mentally fucked up. It's like I introduce them to things that are meant for only adults, naughty, depraved things, and they just eat it up like candy. Honestly, when they start getting really, really obsessed, my interest starts fading. I guess it's because I know I fucked them up, so I'm ready for the next victim. Like, marking my territory and moving on to the next. Dumb little boys. They're way too easy. Oh, there's one boy. I made him come in his pants in a busy, crowded mall without touching him. Well, there was touching before then, but still, it was so much fun. You all done with your snack, baby? Here, I'll take your trash. Let me just lay my jacket in your lap. I can't get it wrinkled or dirty. Oh, and put my purse in your lap, too. Don't want that to get dirty either. So I'll be right back, okay? I'm going to throw this trash away. Okay, I'm back. All right, let's just sit here for a while and people watch. It's so crowded in here today. Shh. Just sit there. Sit there while I play with your little virgin cock. It'll be a fun game for his cutie. What's the matter? You don't want a hot, older girl to touch you down there? Okay then, let Trixie have some fun with you. Oh shit, you're growing inside of my hand. I love it. Act cool, act normal. Don't act like a boy who's getting a hand job by a sexy babysitter. No one can really see what's happening, but me and you know, of course. You're so fucking stiff, cherry boy. Damn, I think someone likes a little public play. Or maybe it's because you're so in love with me. Regardless, stay hard for me, virgin boy. I like seeing you squirm for me. You see, you're new to me. I'm like the best babysitter you'll ever have. Yeah, I like to have fun with my boys and teach them grown-up things. And it's okay. You can totally fall in love with me. You won't be able to resist it. You just be a good little virgin boy, and I'll snatch that cherry so hard from you. You're so cute. Okay, that's enough hand job action, but I do want to try something. Keep my jacket right there. Don't want anyone to see your boner sticking out. Now, we're going to play a game. And you just have to simply listen. Try your best to imagine some things in your cute little head. Like, really try to imagine them. Like, make a mind movie, okay? That's the only way this works. So, you know how we watch porn earlier, cherry boy? We're going to do what those adults did on that video. I'm going to take off all my clothes. You're going to see my tits that you're staring at right now. You're going to get your adorable hands all over them. Make my nipples hard and your fingers. Kiss on them. Suck on my nipples. And then you're going to see Trixie's pussy. All bare and hairless. Smooth. So wet for virgin boys like you. And you're going to put that little virgin cock inside of it. You're gonna feel my tight, wet pussy grip and hug that little boner so perfectly. Feeling inside of me. And I'm probably gonna moan like this while you're fucking me. Oh, virgin boy. Oh, you feel how wet I am? Virgin boy. I'm gonna love taking your cherry. And you're gonna fuck my pussy with that little virgin boner until you bust your little nut outside of me. Coming inside of my pussy. Exploding inside of such a deep, wet hole. Yeah, feeling so fucking good inside of me while my tits are bouncing from you fucking me and I'm moaning. Oh, cherry boy. Yeah. Oh, fuck me, cherry boy. Fuck me with that little virgin cock. Oh, my fucking God. Let me see. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you're coming in your pants. Holy shit, you're coming in your fucking pants in the middle of a mall. You horny little Jerry boy. Boys are just way too easy to fuck with. They are so desperate for me. And I love every second of it until I get bored with them. And honestly, I get so turned on thinking about how fucked up I've made them. I've had boys tell me they're going to run away just to be with me. They've told me that they'll go rob banks for me just so I'll fuck them again. I think about all the foot freaks I've created from giving boys foot jobs and having them come on my feet. And all the little anal slut boys I've created from anally fucking them. And all the widow hearts I've broken. All of it just turns me on so much. And it makes me wonder what goes on in their puny, dumb little brains now. Like, I imagine it's something like this. Oh, cherry boy, get on your knees and catch my feet. Suck on each toe, cherry boy. Look at this virgin cock. So stiff. Stroke it for me, baby. That's so. Stroke that virgin cock for Trixie. All you got. Fuck me harder, baby boy. Snatching that cherry so hard. You're literally so in love with me. It's pathetic. I fucked your cousin yesterday when I babysat him. I'll probably steal all your friends' cherries, too. You're literally disposable to me, but you're still so obsessed with me. You like the way my ass looks in these jeans? Come here and squeak. Go on, fuck puppy. Grab my ass. You want to lose your virginity with an older girl? Just put that stiff little thing right there. You're gonna come so fast. You like me fingering your assholes, you perverted little boy. Liking getting penetrated in your ass. That's okay. I'll finger fuck you, you naughty little boy. Take it, little puppy. So fucking deep. Shoplift for me, okay? I think that's really sexy when boys do that. You came in your pants. Oh my god, there's like a huge wet spot in your fucking pants. Send for me, cherry boy. So.